Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We said before, say it again. It's even more true now. Bar's filling up. People are showing up on a beautiful Friday to have a little lunch, have some drinks. We'd love to see you here as well. A couple shout-outs to give people that are drinking along with us on a happy hour Friday. Shout-out to Extreme Detail Auto Spa. He's got his usual Friday go-to, the tall boy of Ice House.
Yep.
And a little airplane shooter of 5 o'clock vodka. Only the finest.
Only the finest. For our guys, for
and
our
then,
people.
Frank Red's got a bottle of Old Forester, a little personalized glass, and a cigar.
Love it. Love it.
Sounds and little, like he's got like the news on in the background. Look at that.
Oh, he's being responsible.
Being a little responsible as a citizen. Love that.
Yeah, man. Oh, real quick, I got to give a shout out to my baby. He's not my baby anymore. But my son, Isaiah. Isaiah's birthday is today, 20 years old.
Wow, and congratulations.
Excited to have talked to him on the way in and everything. So, yeah, excited for my boy. Happy birthday to you, my boy. I still call you, but he's still my baby.
Yes,
he'll always be
your baby.
He's always going to be my baby. But, yeah, happy birthday to him. And I know he's listening. Be safe.
Yeah.
All right, be safe tonight and all those other things.
Yeah, be safe.
And every, you know, but
don't do anything too crazy.
Yeah, happy birthday, baby.
What's on the docket? Like, what's a 20-year-old these days do to celebrate? I remember my 20th birthday.
Yeah, I mean, wait, he goes to
house party.
Yeah, he goes to West Georgia. And so I talked to him. I said, well, what you going to do tonight and everything? And he's like, yeah, well, we're going to go out and hang out and everything. I said, well, okay. I ain't want to be in this business. Like, so where you going? Downtown. I was like, you coming all the way here? He's like, no, downtown, Carrollton. So I was like, all right, now what you?
Oh, so it's going
you know,
down.
It's going down
Carrollton
tonight, man. But yeah. Yeah, so hopefully he has a good time, safe time,
that's
and everything
great.
Like that. But yeah, I'm so happy for him. The big 2-0.
Yeah, 20's a big one.
Yeah, man.
You're not a teenager anymore.
Yeah, dog.
That's a big one.
Yeah, he's excited.
That's
but, I'm
great.
But I'm happy for him. Happy birthday
that's
to
awesome.
Him. Happy birthday to you, my boy.
I remember 20 vividly. I remember that party. It was a good party. It was probably, I don't know, top 5 favorite birthday parties.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. We had a great time.
I know. We
21 was great. Yeah. 40 was great. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
awesome time on my 40th birthday
in
party.
Athens in June. It was like, we found something to do. You know, because it's summer school and
not
a lot of students around and everything. But we found something to get into.
Yeah.
That old good old time up there in Athens.
That was the best part of my birthday being early in the school year.
Right.
Because for us, school didn't start till late September.
Uh-huh.
Like, because we're quarters. Like, the first day of school, it wouldn't be unusual for the first day of school to be like the 27th of September.
Right.
So people are coming back. My birthday is the 24th. So people will be coming back to school. It was always a nice little, everybody's back in town.
Right.
Come over for a house party. Also, it's my birthday. Whatever, keg, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Hang out. Bring your sister. You know what I mean?
I mean, you, like, did you ever have you ever dated a friend's sister?
Yeah.
Are y'all still friends?
Mm-hmm.
How did he feel when y'all broke up?
Sad because he liked me.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like,
family functions anymore.
I've never, ever messed with a friend's or one of my partner's sisters.
Yeah.
Never. I was like that. Because, that was always seemed like that would be an awkward thing for me to be dating. We're like, we partners, and I'm dating your sister.
It wasn't?
And you know me, how nasty that I am,
and
all the stuff that I do to women, I'm doing to your sister. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I can't.
Here's how it went, just to let you know. Like, we dated for a while.
Uh-huh.
It was fine.
Uh-huh.
We broke up. Me and him had been friends before. We were obviously friends while we were together.
Right.
Broke, I don't know, relationships end. Nobody did anything crazy. It's not like I cheated on her or anything wild. We just broke up. And then he came to my wedding. So.
Oh, he's a sellout.
He's a good friend.
Oh, no, you can't. After she's been bunkered, no, I can't mess with you.
Why?
Yeah, I can't mess with you no more.
Why not?
Yeah, I bet his sister was crying and all that stuff. Andy,
she dumped me.
Oh, never mind.
She dumped me. Come on.
Never mind.
She broke up with me.
Never mind.
She was that person we were just talking about
when
I went to D.C.
What did she say to you? How was the breakup?
We should break up.
Is that how it went?
I don't remember the exact delivery.
Like, I only had broken up with twice.
Oh.
And both times the girl's friend came and told me.
Oh, no. She did it in person.
Oh, she did?
She came up. She was, like, sad.
Uh-huh.
She was sad that it was ending.
Uh-huh.
But it ended, you know? So she broke up with me, and that was that.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm just asking. I don't know. I mean, I've been broken up twice. Got broken up by that tramp Candace in the fourth grade
okay.
by her friend. And then by the chick, right before homecoming. That looks like whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I saw it coming.
Oh, you did?
It was like, all right, it's probably not. Like, it's probably not going to last for all that much longer. And then she was like, hey, we should have dinner. I was like, oh, yeah, we date. We should have dinner. It was like, oh, at my house. God.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not paying for dinner to break up with me. We're going Dutch.
Okay.
So you had the wings.
All right.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, good luck.
Say it.
Good luck in the future. It was hard. It was a hard one. We had dated for quite a while.
Yeah.
So, I had a few heartbreaks there in my 20s, but stronger for it.
Yeah.
Better man.
Yeah, man. It taught you lessons.
A lot, yeah.
It taught you what not to do to women.
Yeah, but I didn't get invited to his wedding, I think. I think she probably didn't want me to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been an awkward thing if you were at her
wedding. That would have been awkward.
But no, it wouldn't, but he's your boy. Then why? Whose wedding was first?
Mine.
So you invited him to your wedding and he didn't invite you to his?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no.
No, but I think he didn't invite me because obviously his sister would have been there.
So?
I think it would have been awkward. So? I understand. I understand why he didn't do that.
All right. Whatever, dude.
I think I'm more understanding than some. I'm not sure. It was fine.
Yes, you are.
All fine. All right, let's get to
my wedding. I paid for your meal, and you can't invite me to your wedding? Did he eat?
I would assume.
Did y'all pay for the food?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah,
Hell no.
I was happy he was there, man. It was a celebration of love. I'm happy he's married. He's got a beautiful son. Let's get to an NFL
Hell
No Huddle.
No. Pay for his plate.
It was like a buffet. We did like a pulled pork buffet.
Oh.
All right. NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Falcons with another divisional matchup coming up on Sunday afternoon. 4:25, by the way, first kick. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a place to watch this game.
Where can you watch the game at, Bunk?
You can come watch it with me and 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for a Falcons and Panthers watch party on Sunday, October 13th at 4 p.m. Starts at 4. We're going to be there a little bit before kickoff at Wicked Wolf in Midtown. Hang out with me, Freddie Falcon, Falcons cheer team. Plus, you can meet Falcons legend Brian Scott. Win Falcons tickets or an autographed item. Enjoy specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about something we all really hope we see on Sunday.
You know, a lot of our games have been played from really normal D&D. You know, we've been playing those games where it's been, I don't think any game we've been in so far has
Dungeons
been either a 10-point advantage or 10 points down. I think everything's been a one-possession game. So, like, I think all our games have been kind of like been locked and loaded as far as a three-point game. So, like, some of the production will come if you ever get a lead before, you know, and you can play from that spot where you can pin your ears back and rush the passer, and you really get a chance to evaluate some of those things. But, like, we played some pretty tough games, but not to make excuses. You definitely one of the areas you want to improve.
Well, I mean, I think the staying on schedule, especially offensively, is always going to be big, especially in a game like we were talking about, a team that you're better than. Stay on schedule. Don't allow them to have the confidence because you're giving them the ball. You have a positive play, you got to bring it back because of a penalty. You're not able to run the ball. They need to run the day. Like we talked about Georgia against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They need to run the ball Sunday afternoon against Carolina.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them get the run game going. It just really hasn't so far this year consistently. They haven't had that balance. Now, look, they were getting whatever they wanted in the pass game against Tampa, so they had to keep throwing.
Yes.
If you're going to throw for 500 yards and score that many points, then I understand you keep taking what they're giving you. But at a certain point, you got to impose your will on them, too.
I agree.
And you want to try to run the football. All that said, he was talking about the pass rush.
Yes.
He was asked about the pass rush, and he talked about offensive rhythm, which is something we mentioned earlier in the week.
Yes.
This pass rush is so bad that we don't even talk about it anymore. We talk about the offense.
Yeah, because
that's how bad it is.
But
it is possible. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's okay. And teams have done it before.
Tell me what they've done, Andy.
Get a sack even if your team's losing.
It does happen.
You can do it.
You know what happens to a lot? Them.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Every team.
It happens a lot. And
every
team
does it.
And as we and you finally said it.
You don't have to have a lead.
You don't have to have a lead to get a sack. You know, I mean, you can sack a running quarterback.
You can.
You can sack.
Yeah. Mobile quarterbacks get sacked.
They get sacked.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times they run themselves in the sack.
We need to, we're not doing it. We're kind of being a little tongue in cheek with the nonsense. I understand where they've gotten to because it is so frustrating. You got to say something new. It's been the same conversation for 5 years. Let's just get some sacks.
Yeah.
Get to the quarterback.
Why not?
Get him on the ground.
Why not?
You asked for three earlier in the week. You sticking with three?
Yeah, I'm sticking with three damn sacks, Andy.
A lot.
Three, I'm going to go old school country boy. I need three Sykes. All right? We need three Sykes in this game, okay?
That might help if you say it like that.
Yeah, the Falcons need three Sykes.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe Grady didn't understand when you were saying Sykes. You know what you were saying.
I mean, Sykes.
You said it the right
way. Yeah, we need four Sykes.
Just get him on the ground, man. Like, you know, I'm not trying to be picky. Win the game. That's what really matters. But try to get some Sykes in the process. That'd be a lot of fun. All right. We'll probably have to spend some time on some of these games in 10 minutes as well because we're not going to get to all of them. But the Jaguars play the Bears tomorrow in London.
Jaguars, I mean.
No game should be played in London.
The Bears, go 4-2 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, they can go 4-2. They win this weekend, man.
The Jaguars are 1-4, so they're beatable.
They're beatable, exactly. And you just want to see the bossy quarterback continue to grow and continue to
get better. You got to boss up.
Yeah, to get team better, play a little better. They had Keenan Allen in the lineup a little bit last weekend. Big plays to Moore downfield. Can they keep the running game? Jacksonville's not that good.
They're not.
They're not that good.
They seem like they may be finding a little bit of rhythm offensively.
Maybe.
Tank Bigsby running the ball pretty good, which is nice. I love that dude and love watching him run. Brian Thomas, the rookie receiver.
He was rolling last
week.
Fastest
guy in the league so far. On that touchdown that he scored. But, yeah, that's the early one, 9:30. So get up early, get your tea and crumpets, and watch the Jaguars take on the Bears and their bossy quarterback. The Cardinals and the Packers. Cardinals remain a
mystery.
Mystery.
Yes.
Kind of interesting. Marvin Harrison had that one huge game. They still can't really get him going.
Right.
And the Packers are pretty good. They've dealt with injuries, obviously. But that one feels like one that the Packers can certainly win at home.
Looks like Anthony Richardson is going to start this weekend.
Okay.
They're going to Tennessee, who if it goes the way I think it's going to go, that this might be Will Levis's last game starting. You know, he is a turnover machine.
Yeah.
I know people are getting on Ridd. Ridd has not been doing nothing this year. Look who's quarterback.
Yeah, look who's playing.
Look who the hell's playing quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. Look who's playing the quarterback position for them. But yeah, but you got Anthony Richardson. He's supposed to start this weekend. Had a full week of practice, so we'll see how that goes.
Is candidate like is that something? Like,
if I'm them, hell no.
Yeah, they don't. They can't.
Yes, if I'm Indy,
they can't.
Hell no.
If they're trying to win football games,
there's no way I'm turning.
First career start coming up at 1 o'clock in New England for Drake May.
That's gonna be a bad start for him.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
His defense.
I don't think it would matter really who they're playing against, but it doesn't help that they're playing against the Texans.
Yeah, they're very very bad. When I talk about them, the Patriots are right over there with Carolina.
And Ramondre Stevenson's hurt, right?
Yes. Ooh. And so they're pretty bad right there. Then we talked the NFC South matchup. Tampa going to New Orleans.
Speaking of first career starts,
new quarterback Spencer. I'm going to call him Spencer Strider. Spencer Rattler is getting his first start.
Well, if he's anything like Spencer Strider in his rookie year, he's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, can Tampa bounce back? You know, they've had time to lick their wounds after that last second loss to the Falcons.
What would you say to somebody who was in a situation in their fantasy league where they had to start Spencer Rattler?
Where they had to? You got to start him?
Just
hey.
Hypothetical.
He throws two touchdowns.
Okay.
might be a pick six.
We've been starting Mahomes, who's on a bye, and Mahomes has been not good this year.
So you got Spencer Strider. I mean, Rattler. Spencer's Rattler, and who else?
We got good players outside of that.
Oh, no, who's the other quarterback option?
Oh, there's not many.
There's not many
because it's a 16-team league. Quarterbacks on byes this week. There's not a whole lot of options.
Well,
so we're starting Spencer Rattler. I'm that someone.
He might do good.
Thank you.
Yeah, he
That's
might
all
do
I
good.
Wanted.
I'm trying to help you out here. He might do good.
He might do good.
He might.
We'll come back. We'll get to some of the other big games in the NFL and all of the big games in college football as well. This is the day everybody was looking forward to. October 12th was supposed to be the huge day on the college football calendar. What game isn't as big as was supposed to be when the season started? And what game is bigger than you thought it would be tomorrow from when the season started as well? That was a bit of a complicated tease. But
people
are going to understand.
That was gangster.
We got really smart listeners.
That was tease.
They'll figure it out.
That was tease.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Always fun to see an entire bar.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Look over at a couple guys in the corner who hit the acapella together at the same time. We're hanging out, man.
Yeah, man.
Doing a radio show.
Yeah, man. It's Friday.
It's happy hour.
Beautiful, beautiful. Weather's beautiful, man. It was a little chilly this morning. It wasn't chilly. A little chilly and everything.
A little fall in the air.
Yeah, a little bit. Shout out to our guy Jody's here. My main man, the New Yorker, Tan John Chuckery.
Yeah, Tan Chuckery is here.
Tan Chuckery is here and everything. So, yeah, like you said, the bar is filling up. Beer's at 30 degrees, Mark.
Perfect.
Perfect
temperature to drink a beer at. If you can't make it, if you can't join us, you can send us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking on Twitter. We'll give you a shout-out over there. Also, I want to mention this. I know we've been talking about this for about a week now. We reached our goal of $10,000 in our Helene Assist fundraiser to help folks impacted by Hurricane Helene. We don't have to stop there, though.
No, man, bring it.
We're actually almost up to $11,000.
There we go.
Which is really great. If you can help, anything helps. If you can donate, head over to our supportnow.org page/TheHeleneAssist, or you can go to 929thegame.com. You can click the link there. You can go to my Twitter, at TBM929. I've got a link over there as well. This is supporting the Haywood Schools Foundation. So head over to 929thegame and give what you can.
Keep giving, man. Keep giving.
Real quick, continue to be very difficult.
Just got reminded by one of my favorite former coworkers, Jamie Walker, just said, it's homecoming. Because I know that Stephen A. Smith is there at Tennessee State.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's homecoming down there in Folk Valley, baby.
Great.
So, yeah, it's going down in the valley. I know the lady's still on the corner, the chitlin lady and the pillow lady, because she sells chitlins and pillows. All right? chitlins and pillows.
That's
right. I don't know if she's still alive, but maybe her daughter's taking over the tradition. But if y'all got it in Folk Valley, you got to get some chitlins and you got to get one of them pillows. Right? So the chitlin pillow lady.
That's a wild combo.
Well, when you go she's right there on the corner. Once you cross the railroad tracks to go to the college,
you won't miss
there
her.
She go. You won't miss her.
You won't miss her.
She's right there by the railroad tracks.
I always like companies that sell like a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah.
Like
chitlins and pillows.
Like Mitsubishi used to make cars and TVs.
Yes.
It's like, well, all right.
Yep.
Cool. Or like Bridgestone makes golf balls and tires.
Yep.
All right. This lady sells chitlins and pillows.
Chitlins and pillows. Right there on the corner. Cross over the railroad track.
Well, you eat enough chitlins, you can take a nap.
Yeah, so there you go. There we go right there. So, yeah, but shout out to them folk down there in Fort Valley.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
makes
man.
Perfect sense. All right. Let's talk just a couple more of these NFL games, and we'll get into a big college football Saturday as well. Ravens Commanders,
yeah, man,
is just kind of fun.
Yes.
Obviously, they're close in proximity, but there's no rivalry there.
Right.
Maybe if Jaden Daniels keeps playing like this and they keep winning games, they'd obviously have to meet in a Super Bowl. But
right.
It would be a lot of fun for that to build into an actual rivalry, which it isn't.
Yeah, I think that Baltimore should. I think Baltimore is the touchdown
favorite. They're favored by a touchdown.
I think Baltimore should win that game.
This is sort of one of those, like, how much do you buy it games?
And this is going to be about Washington.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to buy about Washington. They've been beating up on bad teams. Now, you're supposed to beat up on bad teams. Jaden Daniels has been really, really good. But I think Baltimore is going to.
I think Baltimore has found their footing.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had to win a crazy one last week against Joe Burrow. But, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I tell you, before that one, Cleveland, Philadelphia. Philadelphia's getting their guys back.
Yeah.
They're getting their guys back at receiver and everything. And we talked about Cleveland already. They stink.
Yeah.
They stink.
Yeah, they're 10-point favorites at home.
If Sirianni loses this game, fire his ass.
Yeah, if Philadelphia loses this game, that's the narrative coming out of it.
Like,
that's the next sort of hot seat conversation.
You got to go.
In Philadelphia. Now, they should handle their business and absolutely smoke the Browns because the Browns are terrible. But Broncos and Chargers, not a ton to say. Although the Broncos win, they're 4-2.
4-2.
And their defense is legit.
Yes.
Like, Bo Nix has settled down a little bit. They're kind of asking him to do the right amount of stuff. I don't know, Raiders and Steelers. Cowboys and Lions, the other 4:25 game on Sunday
it's
afternoon.
It's a payback game.
Yeah.
It's a payback game.
Yeah, playoffs last year.
Yeah, man. I think because it seems like Micah Parsons and them are not going to be back. I think Detroit bludgeons them. I think Detroit beats Dallas by a touchdown.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think they beat them by a touchdown. I mean, Dak, but the thing about it is that the Detroit secondary is getting better, but it ain't there yet. And can Dak and CD make enough plays? I know they're coming off the nice win against Pittsburgh on a Sunday night, but can the Dallas defense step up and try to stop the run? Because they're going to run the football.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking – they're going to run the football, and, I mean, Detroit got weapons everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got two great running backs. They got guys that can catch the ball. They got an awesome offensive line, maybe the best offensive line in football. Yeah, I'm with you. You start looking at that one close, I'm with you.
Okay, so we talked about – because you saying that the 4:25 game usually leads up to the Sunday night game.
Uh-huh.
Can you go past the Sunday night game? Who the hell want to watch the Bengals at the Giants?
Nobody.
Who the hell wants to watch that? Nobody does.
And if the Bengals lose, they're 1-5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wrap. Like, you're not coming back from 1-5. 2-4 is hard to come back from. Yeah, but
Who the hell wants to watch that?
And then you got the Bills and the Jets on Monday Night Football. We can talk about that one on Monday. All right, so October 12th was always the big weekend in college football. Last weekend went nuts.
Yes.
So sort of stole its thunder a little bit. You still got big games. You got the Red River Shootout. We'll get to that in a minute. You got number 3 versus number 2 in Oregon and Ohio State, Ole Miss and LSU. Is there a game that's going to be played tomorrow that you expected to have a bit more meaning that doesn't? When the season started, that you thought, oh, this is going to be a great one, and it isn't quite what you thought it might be when we've gotten here?
Penn State going to USC.
Me too.
Yeah, Penn State going to USC.
And it's because of USC.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
USC just isn't, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, they just aren't.
They're not good.
They aren't good.
They're not
they're
good.
Good. And it's going on a couple years now.
Yeah,
so.
I think that when you look at when it starts, Penn State's going out to California to play USC in a conference game. Not the Rose Bowl. It's going to be in the Rose Bowl, but not. It's not in Rose Bowl. I'm sorry. Is it in Rose Bowl?
No,
the Coliseum. I'm sorry, in the Coliseum. But it's like, okay, well, yeah. They just did not have lived up to what – and I never thought that USC was going to live up to anything. I think that's my biggest thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't one of them – like, oh, man, I know they lost Caleb, but they got this kid. We saw him in the bowl game.
Yeah. But, and they had a nice performance week one against LSU. They did. They won that game.
They
played good. But, yeah, they're just not very good. And then the Lincoln-Riley conversation will start after they lose this game likely on Saturday afternoon to Penn State. The game that I wasn't expecting to be quite as interesting as it is the K-State-Colorado game.
Yes.
And that's because Colorado's better than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Like, they found a way to rely heavily on being top-heavy. Like, they're top-heavy.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes.
You can win in the Big 12 being top-heavy. They got the two best players in the conference.
Yes, they do.
In Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is going to be at the Heisman ceremony, and Shedeur Sanders might be the number one quarterback taken.
Right.
They got other guys around them, too. I think the big difference for them is they've become competent defensively.
Yeah,
they're not good.
They're not good.
But they're not horrifying like they were last year.
Can they run the football? That would be the thing with Colorado. Can they run the football and keep Shedeur off the ground less than – four times?
Just minimize the hits.
Yeah, minimize the hits on Shedeur. Yeah, but if they can run the football, I'm with you right there. We had some fun with it earlier this week. Like, you want to see that hype train?
Oh, yeah.
Come back.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado wins this game against Kansas State. Now,
because Kansas State's not bad.
They're not bad.
Avery Johnson's fun.
Avery Johnson, I like that kid.
Now,
I like that kid.
Here's the thing about Avery Johnson, though.
He'll turn it over.
He's wild. He will give you the football.
He will
throw you the football. He'll make some great plays, but he'll give it to you too. And if he turns it over too much, Colorado probably wins that game. That one's going to be fun. I didn't expect to be as excited for that game as I am headed in, and that'll be the nightcap at 10:15. Let's start with the Red River Shootout.
It's not at noon.
It's 3:30. Texas is number 1. Oklahoma's number 18. Oklahoma's missing a lot of their guys on offense and their quarterback. They can't protect him. I think Texas probably wins this game by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, they got their guy coming back, Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
And like you said.
Any rust worry there?
A little bit, probably. To start off. But, I mean, they should beat down. I think they're going to beat the hell out of Oklahoma because Oklahoma has no weapons. And I don't think Oklahoma is very good. I don't. I think they're all right.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma's all right.
Yeah.
It's not like it was last year. It'll be more like the year previous to last year's game.
One other thing I wasn't expecting, if Pitt beats Cal on Saturday afternoon, Pitt's 6-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. Yeah, how the hell? How did they do it? But and they can beat Cal. I mean, Cal just gave everything they possibly could.
They sold out.
They almost won.
They sold out. And then they got to come all the way to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a tough.
That's a tough one.
Tough
that's
travel.
That's a tough one right there. Game day is going to be in Oregon.
Yep.
You get to see what Ohio State is. Mm-hmm. And I think Ohio State wins the football game, but I want to see how they win the football game. Because Oregon got a nice front seven. Mm-hmm. They really, really do. They got an experienced quarterback. And the big thing with last year when they talk about he wouldn't beat Texas, my Dylan Gabriel, he used his legs. I think he had over 100 yards rushing in that game. And so can he find a way to be a dual-threat quarterback and threaten this USC defense?
He has to be. I mean, to me, it really comes down to, like you said, their front seven for sure has a tall task against those two running backs and the weapons that Ohio State has. Still, I don't know what their quarterback is. We'll find out tomorrow for sure what kind of big-game quarterback he is there now that he's at the helm at Ohio State. But I just think Ohio State's more talented in the places that it matters most. I think they're better in the trenches. I think they have a better run game. I think that they're probably a little bit more fundamentally sound, like a little smarter. Oregon's a little bit accident-prone. Like they'll make mistakes in terms of penalties.
And the nation in the world is going to get to see this boy Jeremiah Smith.
Oh yeah,
all right. Dude, so you got to see Williams. You got to see the young boy in Alabama.
And Ryan Williams and Ryan showed out.
You get to see another one.
Yeah,
because that boy there, number four. I think it was number four.
Yes,
that boy there is
monster.
A monster.
The two best wide receivers in the country are true freshmen.
Yes, you get to see this kid play, and he is an absolute stud.
He's going to put on a show for sure.
This Ole Miss LSU game, like. It's real. I mean, obviously, LSU, they're playing at home and everything like that. We talked about Ole Miss. They bounced back from the loss to Kentucky and everything. Don't let Ole Miss lose the game.
No.
Ole Miss loses, they're done.
Yeah, sure. And that's –
Either one of them loses,
they're done for sure. And either one of them loses – I mean, you look squarely at the coach in that situation. Now, they're different situations. Ole Miss loses, I don't know. All that Lane Kiffin stuff about him going somewhere, maybe that heats back up again.
Where are you going? Florida.
Florida would still take him. They'd still take him.
Right.
I don't know why that would be different. I don't know why things would be different there. He has all the resources he needs there. He got all the recruits that you could – or all the transfers that you could possibly want.
Yep.
Like, they're not losing games because they're located in Mississippi.
Nope.
They're losing games because he gets out-coached in big games.
Well, I say, didn't I say this?
We've said it for years.
He
hasn't beaten a better coach in years.
Yeah.
So, is Brian Kelly a better coach, though? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. What I don't know is, I don't know if LSU can run the football. All their running backs are hurt. They don't run the ball well. I know Nussmeier's a nice player. He's a nice quarterback, but no threat at all in the run game with his legs.
LSU ain't got no running backs and no cornerbacks.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
LSU.
And the guy that they keep rolling out there, that John Emery guy, keeps getting hurt. He's awesome when he's healthy, but he's never healthy. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what that meant. Oh, that's their running back? Oh, okay. Yeah, I never heard of that guy. All right. We'll come back and make some picks against the spread. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll also play Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Both on the radio and in person. A lot of people here in person at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll be here for another hour and 18 minutes if you want to swing by and hang out. Food's coming.
Yeah, man.
Those wings smell pretty good over
there.
Yeah, man.
You had the tacos. Yeah, because, I don't eat breakfast, but I made me some breakfast this morning, so I'm as hungry as I usually am out here.
Tacos good, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Dog. They're pretty a little small, but they did say small tacos.
That's how they advertise.
So, I mean, it's not false advertising. But, me and you both were girl dads.
Yeah.
Love hanging out with our daughters.
Yes.
As of now, mine is more expensive than yours, but your day is coming. your day is coming. It's kind of expensive to hang out with my daughter, but your day is coming. But there's a gentleman in the back having a daddy-daughter lunch date.
Oh,
all right?
Awesome.
Now, her name is Jane. She's so sweet. I just met her and everything. She told me she's a Dolphin fan. Now, as she said, she likes the Dolphins. So, she's in good graces with me. Got to meet her pops and everything. Comes from a big Georgia family.
Okay.
Everybody went to Georgia. But he went to Tech. So I can't say his name. But I can say his wonderful, beautiful little girl, Jane.
So she's a fan of the Dolphins and of Georgia?
Yeah, she says.
Perfect.
You're the perfect person for her to meet. So she's cool with me.
That's great.
So she's cool. Her dad, not so much. But he's cool with me because he's taking his wonderful daughter out on a lunch date here at Twin Peaks.
I love it.
Love it.
That's
beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Phenomenal stuff. All right. So we'll get to Sports Jeopardy coming up in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which we'll spend a little bit more time on Georgia and some of the other games in college football. Keys to a Falcons victory coming up at 1:20. What's it going to take for the Falcons to go up there to Charlotte and have a good time? I mean, that's going to be the hardest part.
Yeah, man.
To enjoy yourself in Charlotte. But if they win, they probably can.
Yeah.
But before we do any of that, let's make some picks against the spread. How we do last week, Abe?
Everyone went 3-1 last week.
Look,
Randy's still ahead of the charge, 14-10 on the season. I'm 12-11. Bo is 11-13. Bunk 10-14. But again,
crawling our way back.
Honestly, a miraculous recovery from the 2-10 start. You're working your way back there.
All right. Give me Texas minus 14.5 versus Oklahoma. I think it's going to be more than that, actually.
Yeah. Good call.
Penn State minus 3.5 versus USC. I think Penn State goes in there and gets that win. NFL wise, I know it's his first start, but I like the Texans minus 6.5 versus Pats. And I think Baltimore wins by a touchdown. So give me Washington plus 7.
All right. This one's for the girl dad over there. Georgia Tech minus 4 at UNC. He just talked about he went to Georgia Tech. He did.
I'm just surprised Randy's predicting a push.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guard.
I think Pitt is going to cover the 3 against Cal. They're going to go to 6-0. I got Houston. I think they're going to kill the Patriots minus 6.5. And I got the Bucks beating Rattler, making his first start minus 3.5.
I'm changing something, Abe, because you're absolutely correct. I can't predict the push.
You want to go with this Bucks Saints game?
No, I do not want to go back. But I am going to go with give me the Colts plus 2.5 versus Tennessee.
Okay.
Let the Colts win that one.
All right, somehow LSU's getting 3.5 points at night at home versus Ole Miss. I'm all over that. I'll take the 14.5 for Oklahoma in what used to be a shootout. Now it's just a rivalry. And give me the Texans minus 6.5 at the Pats. And then I'll take the Lions. They're going to stomp all over the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Georgia Tech alongside my good man Andy Bunker, minus 4 at UNC. I'm going to take Syracuse minus 3 against NC State.
Like it.
They're kind of good.
Like it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Syracuse.
Oh, dude, they can.
Yeah.
They got offense.
Yeah.
They got offense.
I like the Falcons this week. 5-point spread. I'll deal with that. I feel like a fool not picking the Texans. All three of you guys did, but I'm going to go with the Bucks minus 3.5. Same thing with Rattler against the Saints. For those of you who missed that, I'll take the Bucks.
Hey,
is that a pick or what?
But these damn OJs, man. You know, we had the AMA. We were talking about music and everything. They get you the move.
Yeah.
But you play some damn OJs, and you get damn Eddie yelling.
Yeah.
Because when Eddie yelling, when Eddie yells, it goes through your soul.
So I think we know what's going to be on in Randy's backyard this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, dog.
You said they're cutting the grass,
They're cutting the grass right now.
It's going to smell good.
It's going to smell good. They blow dry the deck and everything.
You're solo?
And I'm solo.
Do you have anything to do tomorrow?
I do not, Andy.
Oh, my God.
Because I was going to go to see Terrence them play today. I was going to see Terrence and my nephew play today, but the game got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got the other team forfeited.
So let me set the stage here.
Yeah.
Your house alone.
Yes.
Beautiful afternoon.
Yes.
Great day of college football tomorrow.
Yes, got 30 packs of Bush in the car right now.
Nothing to do.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a nice night.
Dude, I did everything that I need to do. Like, I'm in one room. So the house ain't getting messed up.
Oh, yes. You're keeping it clean.
I'm eating all paper plates.
When you go bachelor, you go full bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, all paper plates. Went and got some Kohl's yesterday. All right. Meat already seasoned up and everything.
Oh, what are you cooking?
Meat season for the weekend, Andy.
What are you cooking?
I got the pork chop seasoning right now, marinating right now. I'm going to do some chicken tomorrow. I'm not going to eat no vegetables, so I ain't got to worry about what. Dude, I got nothing to do.
Sounds
cigar. Awesome. He would have stocked. And we'll come in Monday, coughing and everything.
A little banged up on Monday.
Yeah, man, I got nothing to do.
All right, let's get to some Sports Jeopardy. Andy.
Randy.
I'll wait it out. How are you guys? It's time. Question number one, gentlemen. Aaron Rodgers transferred into Cal from what junior college in Oroville, California?
I don't know. I knew he went from a junior
college. I know they talk about it
all
the
time. Yeah, they talk about it all the time. I don't know their names.
Andy. Redwoods Junior College.
That is not correct.
Hell, I don't know. Junior College.
Butte College?
Butte.
Yeah. B-U-T-T-E. The Lake Placid Olympics was held in which U.S.
Hold on,
state?
Hold on. I can't hear you, though.
Andy. The Lake Placid Olympics.
Okay,
Andy.
Okay.
Andy.
New York.
New York is correct.
Yes.
Andy takes a 1-0 lead. Who won the college basketball national title in 2013? Andy?
Louisville.
The last time the Final Four was in Atlanta,
okay.
Louisville did beat Michigan. How many SEC teams are currently ranked?
Randy,
you don't have to name them, just a number.
Number that's ranked?
Take your time, though, if you want to work your way through it.
That is ranked?
Yes.
Now, in the whole 25?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, Kentucky. I'm going to say 8.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
7.
9.
9?
Texas and Georgia,
okay.
Bama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Missouri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
9.
So
this was just in the news today, so maybe y'all saw it. Maybe it helps you out. Carlos Boozer has twin sons. Both elite top-end basketball recruits. Give me one of their first names. They just announced a commitment to Duke today.
Okay. Andy. Carlos.
That is incorrect.
Randy. Jalen.
That is also
a great guess. What a great guess. Oh, man.
Caden or Cameron Boozer.
I mean, Caden and Jalen.
They're
right
similar.
There.
Similar.
Yeah.
They're right there. Name all four head coaches Aaron Rodgers has played for, not including the interims.
Randy.
Yes.
He's played for Mike McCarthy.
That's one.
LaFleur.
That's two.
Robert Saleh.
That's three.
And then he played for, Holmgren.
Who?
Was Holmgren there?
Uh-uh. Holmgren, no. That was before. That's incorrect.
But that is it, though, right? Like, it's the first coach that he had in Green Bay. I don't know. Who was the coach between McCarthy? I don't know.
I guess technically he probably didn't play for him, but he was on the team. It was Mike Sherman.
Mike Sherman. Okay.
Yeah, if you remember, he was drafted.
He's an A&M guy.
He was drafted. That was Sherman's final year.
Yeah.
That was Sherman's final year.
But he didn't technically play.
No, but he was under. He may have came in at some point. And Favre, concussion or something. Of the top 20 NFL players in terms of 2024 money.
Okay.
Coming in at 16th and set to make $43.9 million this season, who is the only defensive player in the top 20? I'll give you a hint. He is in the NFC East.
Randy. Is it Micah Parsons? No. You said $43 million, right? He makes $43
million?
Correct. Oh, okay. In the NFC East?
Yes.
Play DB? He plays defense?
Defense. There's only one player in the top 20.
NFC East defensive player that makes 40.
And that's current money this year. You know how they front load contracts.
Dexter Lawrence.
That is incorrect.
Defensive player that makes how much money this year?
$43.9 million this year.
And he plays in the NFC East?
Yes.
Okay. I have no idea.
Brian Burns.
Oh, yeah, they signed him in free agency.
Brian Burns.
That's
free.
Right. I forgot he plays for the Giants.
In terms of actual height, not distance from the plate, actual height, which MLB ballpark has both the shortest outfield fence and the tallest?
Randy. Is it the Red Sox?
That is correct. Fenway Park. They have a 3-foot portion of the fence, and then the monster is 37 feet tall. It is still 2-1, Andy. What was the last school not currently in the Big Ten? Oh, you know what? I screwed this question up. Never mind.
All right.
I forgot there was I guess the new answer would have been Notre Dame, but the question was going to be what school currently not in the Big Ten, SEC, or ACC to win a college football national championship, but Nebraska is now in the Big Ten. So. My bad, fellas.
It's all right.
We all make mistakes. In 2015, when Francisco Lindor finished second in the Rookie of the Year vote, what Astros infielder won the award?
Randy. Was it Altuve?
It was not Altuve.
Would have been my guess. Bregman.
Not Alex Bregman. That's actually who Mike Johnson guessed as well. Carlos Correa.
Oh, yeah, the shortstop.
Yeah.
When you said, I was thinking you meant currently. All right.
Right.
Yeah. That's what threw me off.
Boy, they've had a lot of good players.
They damn sure have.
All right. To tie this one up, or Andy's the winner. Only four players have won multiple World Series MVPs. Name any one of the four.
Andy. Reggie Jackson.
That is one of the four. Corey Seager, Sandy Koufax, and Bob Gibson were the other three.
I met a guy at a coffee shop in Waynesville, North Carolina, on Monday morning, who had just ordered and bought a Bob Gibson autographed baseball on the internet.
How much did he pay for?
I don't know, but he was very happy about it. And he was there with his buddy to show him the ball. They were having breakfast and coffee and talking about playoff baseball.
Nice.
And I was like, there you go. A couple old guys getting together talking about baseball. Love to see it. That's my Bob Gibson story. Didn't expect to be able to tell it, and I'm sure everyone's happy that I did. It was a real banger. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Keys to a Falcons victory about half an hour from right now as well. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Thanks for being with us here on a Happy Hour Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.